Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gary Moore back on the show. Gary is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of the Financial Seminary. He's the author of several books, including his new one, Look Up America. But my favorite is Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton. He's a financial planner. He's a recovering Wall Street expert, Wall Street member of the Wall Street clan, the Wall Street tribe, and he's our good friend Gary Moore. Welcome back.
Good to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Gary, as you probably remember hearing me say, in 06, maybe 05, but at least back to 06, so that's not like 9 years now, right? I started thinking about something, and I tried it out on one of the top financial business minds of our time. When I said, I'm seeing a disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. I think Wall Street is playing its own game, and the rest of us are not getting to play. This is at least 06. It might have been 05. It was at least 9, 10 years ago. It was well before the financial crisis of 08. And I've never seen that person, whose name I will not say, I've never seen that person become so agitated. He did not like me saying that. He didn't agree with me. He thought I was wrong. I don't think I think the proof is now in the pudding that my concerns were justified. And as you know, I've been saying this. I've been talking to my audience. I've been writing about it ever since. What do you think?
Oh, very definitely, Jim. I figured that out fairly early in my career. I remember I'm in Florida and I was dealing with conservative clientele. And this was during the S&L crisis. What was that, in the 80s, I guess, Jim?
The S&L crisis was from 87, 8, and 9.
Yeah, late 80s.
Because it was, how you remember is it was triggered by the Tax Reform Act of 86.
That's right. And we had, if you remember, a stock market crash in 87.
Yep.
And so one of my clients turned more conservative, and we started doing CDs, just offering clients CDs. And mm-hmm. we thought, you know, what can be wrong with offering clients CDs? And we got to the point where back then, Jim, you had 7 days to pay for whatever you ordered from a mm-hmm. broker. And before clients even paid for them, we had to call them and tell them the S&L had gone out of business. And, of course, that cost the American taxpayer an enormous
right.
amount of
right.
money.
Right.
And, you know, we just had a replay of that before the Great Recession, except rather than doing it through the savings and loans, we did it through Wall Street mortgage brokers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one example of how Main Street and Wall Street can be so very different. And now, you know, yesterday, Ben Bernanke's written a new book, and he was in the Wall Street Journal saying people should have gone to jail because mm-hmm. of the mortgage problem. But, you know, the other thing, I don't know if you noticed it yesterday, I think it was yesterday's journal, they were talking about how the Fed is no longer working through America's banking system because they discovered that even though the Federal Reserve can create money by various ways through the American banking system, that doesn't mean the banks get it into the real economy.
That's exactly, and we already know that.
Oh yeah! I mean,
all that money that the three, four trillion dollars the Fed created, virtually none of it got to Main Street.
Well, it just stayed in the stock and bond markets.
That's
stock and bonds have just soared.
Stayed on Wall Street. That's what's.
And I think that's another disconnect that we're about to pay for, Jim.
That's right. I got to say this. I was warning people, and Gary, you know this. You were here on my show. I was warning people about this. I mean, I'm not that smart, and I'm not a Wall Street expert. But I can tell you right now, I know the difference. I know when things are happening, and Main Street is not getting their share.
Oh, yeah. It takes common sense, Jim. My dad used to say he didn't know anything about stocks and bonds, but, you know, he'd buy pigs when they were cheap and he'd sell them when they were expensive.
Right.
You know, you don't have to have a PhD to do that. And if you just pay attention to what's going on, I mean, you can see it happening out there.
Well, what I saw, Gary, I saw corporations stop doing business with contractors on Main Street contractors that used to be their integrated partners. They needed small business. They needed us. For the last 30 years, they've needed us. When they slowed down or stopped that business because they didn't want to spend the money because of they're trying to drive their earnings artificially, that's when I saw that we had a problem. Gary, we're going to take a quick break, folks. I want to get Gary to comment on something Carl Icahn said recently. And we're also going to come back to the Bernanke book. Folks, this is really this is breaking news, basically, what Bernanke said, in a way. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.